Today I am joined by Calum Teak Dan, renowned indigenous artist from the Kainai Nation down in Lethbridge, coming here to join us in the CJWE studio. Welcome, Calum.
Hello, Oki.
I have to ask you, because you are one of the most renowned mural artists currently. You're amongst the top five across Canada.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you, how did you first get started painting buildings? Because that's not something somebody just goes and does.
Yeah, actually, I've always been an artist. I love to paint, but one of my goals was I wanted to be able to do murals one day. It just so happened I met a friend of mine that's my actual agent now, Diana Frost. She actually got me a mural through Bump and Beltline Urban Mural Project. I said, yes, I can do murals. And then when she brought me to the wall, or we had a meeting at the wall, it was 36 by 30 feet. When I seen the wall, that's when I realized, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do this. Over a period of maybe 5 to 10 hours, we had to figure out how to transfer one of my images onto the wall. So we ended up doing a grid of the design they wanted. We got a company to blow the grid up to fit 36 feet tall. So once I did that, we got it up on the wall, and within 5 hours, I had it the entire 36 by 40 foot wall drawn out. And then that's how it all started. So it was like, I was a little scared at the beginning, but I got myself into this. And that was my first mural, is in 2017. And then after that, it was one mural, two murals, three murals a year, to now last year we did 14. We had 16 murals booked. I only got to 14 murals in 1 year. That was the best year I've had in my career. I didn't expect anything to be a mural artist. Now I'm the mural artist. And this year I have 18 murals. So we've already done three and I got 15 more.
Now that's kind of something I want to talk to you a little more about, is because a lot of your murals have always been indigenous focused, especially coming from your Kainai Blackfoot roots as well. You know, one of the ones that a lot of people associate with is the men's fancy dancer that's down on 17th Ave.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then you also have the women's traditional dancer down on 10th.
Yep.
What inspired you to paint indigenous imagery and indigenous stories in your murals?
I grew up in the city. My mom wanted me to have the benefits of this city life with schooling and education. And I don't know if that even benefited me. It was more, I was always into art. I used to go visit my grandparents every summer as a kid. And my grandparents were Orton and Pauline Eagle Speaker from the Blood Tribe. They really instilled a spirituality in me. So when I grew up, I used to go in the summer, I'd watch my grandfather. My grandfather actually used to make war bonnets, headdresses. So that's all I seen growing up, was them cleaning feathers or wrapping feathers for headdresses. Or I'd go there and we'd help shave teepee poles. And I'd watch my grandmother sewing 20 feet seams of canvas for the teepees. And then they'd take me to the powwows. And I was really always kind of connected that way. But in a way, growing up in the city, I was disconnected. So being an artist, I was always focusing on Native art. I didn't even know about Native art once. I was always drawing all the time. That was my thing. And a friend of mine did Native art. He came from Toronto. His name was Art Redwood. He passed away. That influence pushed me, because when he showed me Native art, I started developing my own style.
Now, with a lot of your, how would you say they help empower and help engage the next generation?
I was third generation residential school survivor. I seen a lot of the trauma growing up. I do artwork of pride. I want people to feel proud about who we are. Growing up in the city, I experienced so much racism growing up. Didn't make me bitter. It just made me want better. So I work towards that as an artist. And through my artwork, I get so many people influenced by what I do, and they feel proud. People feel proud. I'm doing my job. So I do artwork pride, and I want people to have their pride back.
How would you encourage the next generation to, say, pick up a brush? Because going into the arts is not always the most profitable.
Exactly. Growing up, everyone told me I'd have to die before I got famous. And I didn't believe that. I really pushed towards, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to be famous and make money and show you that you can do this when you're alive, instead of, you know, having to be famous when you're dead. I'd say, I would tell the youth, you know, if you believe in yourself enough, you can accomplish anything. Everyone always told me I'd never make it. My whole life, there wasn't even one person that was always telling me that you're never going to make it, do something else, go just back to school. I was determined, and I believe if you want it bad enough, you can do it. If you just put in the work and believe in your dream. For the youth out there, if you have a dream, follow it, because it's possible. In this day and age, it's possible to reach your dreams.
Kind of the wrap up here, Calum. Yeah. What is one of the best ways to be able to find your art? I know you do paintings.
Yeah.
What is the best way to go find your murals that are in public spaces?
I'm going to be developing a Google Maps so that people can pinpoint murals that they want to see, or they want to see them all. I'm everywhere. We in City Hall, we're in the New Public Library, John Howard Society, Brenda Stanford Center, the university. I did the Calgary City Police headquarters. We're on so many different buildings. I literally leave the house during the day, and everywhere I go, that's all I see is my murals. And it's exciting. This was the goal. Right now we're working on the Google map. If you Google my name, you can find a lot of the companies that I've worked for. They always put their history of my projects and things on their site.
Well, Callum, I wish you all the best. Please stay safe when you're up 50 feet in the air.
Yeah. It's always scary going up. For me, I'm so used to it now. But my team now is the ones that you know are a little bit scared of heights.
That is fair. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.